I see you everywhere, disrespecting females, asking shameful questions. If you can't respect your mother, it doesn't mean you can be disrespectful to another female being. How many times do you slide into females' DMs and ask them to rub their pussy before they sleep? Some people need to learn how to separate the creator and their content. If someone is making erotica content, it doesn't mean you can slide to her private chat and ask horny questions. Imagine you're watching a movie, and in the movie, they have a spicy scene. Do you go to their Instagram and ask her that question? If you can't send that question to your mother or sister, then you can't send it to a stranger on Reddit. Should I say, I don't need to rub my pussy to make me fall asleep because I fuck your dad in front of your mom? Make me come over and over again with his cock. If your brain's horny 24/7, it doesn't mean people have that problem too. I bet you didn't grow enough hair down there until college. That's why you lost respect for another human. Or are your pee-pee too small for real life? You can't show them proudly. How long is it? Less than 5. Do you feel intimidated when someone says, size doesn't matter? Oh, no. My tiny pee-pee. Of course, size does matter. Why would male body parts have different sizes if it didn't matter? Different sizes, different feelings, different satisfaction. Do you feel big after asking horny questions to those girls? I'm so sorry if you feel that way. But the problem is, I am not your mom or your dad. I am not the one responsible for that tiny pee-pee you have. Have you made any girl come with that thing? I can imagine that will be so hard to do. Even after in full hard cock mode, it's still small, isn't it? Maybe you can use your fingers and mouth more. Having sex can include lots of things, not just your tiny pee-pee. They can come inside your mouth if you give them head. At least they feel something down there. How do you feel if the only thing they feel is nothingness? You try to put it in, but it leaves the right spot. She keeps telling you, don't pull out, but it slips away. Not because you are pulling it out from her pussy. How do you explain that? Sorry, baby. You're not tight enough for me. I bet she will slap you if you say that. Can you be mature enough to say, I'm sorry, my cock's too tiny for you? Too short, maybe? Too small, probably? It could be both, if I must say. What are you doing down there? Is that the most regular question you get when you try penetration? Because they feel nothing goes in? Can you call it penetration anyway? It's barely going in. The best thing you could do with it is maybe use it as a rubbing tool for the clit. Make her moan, at least if that cock can't make her come. Should I call it cock even? Cock should be used for something at least 5 inches. for something less than five. I love to call it pee-pee, so you'll remember how tiny it is. Can you grow it more? You can't, right? That size sticks with you forever. I heard they sell cock sleeves for tiny ones. Basically, it's like a dildo, but you can put it, your cock inside that toy and fuck your partner with it, so your horny partner can satisfy her needs. Better than nothing at all. Or you can buy dildos to make your partner happy. At least you're not sharing her with another guy. Imagine if she finds another guy with good size. What would you do if that happened? Will you let her go? Is there anything you can do to make it bigger and keep her by your side? Because size does matter. Girls just trying to be nice when they said, no, size doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're over the average. It doesn't matter if they can feel your cock breaking their pussy. But it will matter if yours is less than that. If you have tiny pee-pee, you can work on another department to make sure you're more interesting. But it doesn't mean you can be someone's partner. Who wants tiny pee-pee anyway? Better to buy some dildos and pick the best size for myself. At least they don't have a jerk attitude with tiny pee-pee. They get hard all the time and can make me come over and over again. I can upgrade the size too if I want. I can start with 6.5 inches and then try 8 inches for next time. Do you want to hear how good a big size dildo makes me feel? This moan is not coming from fucking your tiny pee-pee. This is from a big dildo. I always thought a real thing would be better than a dildo, just because I never see how tiny the real thing could be. If I knew you were less than five, I would choose dildo every day. Dildo can be a bit cold, but I can warm it up when I fuck them. When I said size doesn't matter, I'm expecting at least 6 inches long and thick. So when you put it in, I can feel my cervix getting stretched. I can say, please fuck me deeper and you can push more. I can feel the tip filling my pussy. But don't worry about me. I have a 6.5 inch dildo to start this session with. First, I'll rub my clit with the tip. Minutes of heaven with this hard dildo. After that, I can try to push it inside. Not all of it. Just half, maybe. Because I want to tease myself. Fuck. This is better than your pee-pee. I shouldn't compare yours with this dildo. How could I compare nothing to something? This dildo can make me moan. But your tiny pee-pee keeps making me wonder Are you really trying to penetrate my pussy? You must be joking, right? Now I'm gonna push it more. It's all in now. Oh, fuck. This dildo makes me feel so good. You should feel embarrassed. How could you have something you want to call cock, but so tiny and can't make a girl satisfied? How could you fuck any girl with this? Now, I'm going to end this audio right here. I don't think your pee-pee is worth more of my time than this. I prefer to focus with this dildo and satisfy myself. Yes, I am doing doggy style with this one. I can play with this for hours. My God, I can squirt if I use this biggest one. Even this one touches a spot that I need to make me come. This is not too big, but of course, bigger than yours. Fuck me. This dildo is so much better than yours. How dare you try to fuck me with that ungrown cock? I wanna fuck like this. This is so fucking good. I'm gonna come on this dildo. I don't need your pee-pee. After this one, I'm gonna try to use the biggest one that I have, the 8-inch one. I think I will scream.